Welcome to another teaching from City Life Church Wollongong. For more information about our church, log on to www.citylife.org.au.
All right, so we are going to share tonight on healthy hearts, and we're going to continue that. And I sat there this morning with great trepidation and disappointment as Dad shared every single scripture that I was going to use and every illustration. So we'll see how this goes. That's what happens when you're talking on the same topic, I guess. And maybe God wants to say something, but it's going to be good anyway. Thank you, Eli. All right, I'm going to pray before we start. God, we thank you so much that we can come into your presence, that we can gather together as your people, and God, that you really want to speak to us. So God, I pray that right in this time, God, that you'd be speaking, that you'd be clear, that you'd use me for your purpose and for your glory, and that all of us would take something out into our week, God, that we can do to live for you better and to honor you more, and it will help us in our lives. So God, we just thank you for this time. Amen. Awesome. So we had a great morning this morning, and I'm excited about this series and healthy hearts and just about getting our hearts to a place where they are healthy. Now, obviously, that's not just talking about doing some exercise. You know, Hans is available for PT sessions, so if you want, I'm sure you could work something out with him. But it's not really about that. What it is about the inner being. And the Bible, when it talks about the heart, talks about the inner man, the inner person, that spiritual heart that you have inside of you, that is the thing that is like your heart, your spirit, your soul. It's that thing inside of you that you know, feels and loves and breaks and all of that thing. And we know what hearts are, you know, and we know that it's not just a physical thing that pumps blood through your body, but it's this thing inside of you. And so that's what we're really talking about, is how your inner person, that heart inside of you, can be healthy and be strong and be doing well, because it is so important. Because when the Bible does say that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, and what it's saying is from your heart, that's where stuff comes out. And so if your heart is good, then good stuff will come out, and if your heart is not, then bad stuff will come out. And it's so important for us to have hearts that are healthy, amen? And so tonight, I want to speak from a scripture in Psalm 51. Woo! Yeah, so if you were here this morning, you can just have a sleep. No, if you were here this morning, you can write some extra things down, because I'm not going to actually share the same points, which is exciting. The Word of God is living and active and sharper than a two-edged sword, and so we can believe that God can speak new things to us every day. This is a total aside, but last night we were just, I don't know, we just got home, we had a meeting, other stuff, and I got a text message from one of the boys at youth that was just like, hey, Andy, I've been reading this stuff in the Bible today, and I thought it was really cool. And I was like, that's so cool. This guy, you know, doesn't come to church, anything like that. So I said, oh, you know, what did you think it was saying? And he wrote back, like, just what God had been saying in his heart. And he's like 13 years old or whatever, and just what God had been saying to him through the Word of God. And I was so encouraged. Just that the Word of God is alive and that it speaks to us. So are you ready to hear from the Word tonight? Awesome. So this is Psalm 51 and verse 10, and David is writing this psalm, and he says, create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. The message tonight that I have is called Fresh. And it is about having a fresh heart. You know, we're going to have smoothies later, and we've got all this fruit. And who knows, the difference between fresh fruit and off fruit is rather large. You know, it interests me that something that can be so nice one day, the next day can be really bad. You know, what can be really good can turn so bad when it goes off. It's like milk, you know, it sits in your fridge. And we've had to make a transition, I think, in our milk usage, because I think I came from a household with like 100 people in it. I don't know how many people were in you know, six, to two of us, and we would just still buy a 2-liter bottle of milk and then realize after 2 weeks, oh, this is no good, and we've only drunk about that much of it, and we've had to chuck it out because it goes off. And when something's not fresh, it starts to go bad, and when it goes bad, it goes really bad, yeah? Are you with me? And it's the same with our hearts. When our heart is fresh and when it is good, then it is great, and it is healthy, and it has life, and it brings life, and it bears fruit. But when it starts to go off, it gets really bad. And sin and bitterness and all sorts of ugly start to come out of our heart, just like rotting fruit. And David, he writes this psalm when he has just had some badness in his heart, basically. And he comes before God and he says, I need a fresh heart. He's like, I have made a mistake. If you don't know the story, David, he was the king of Israel. He was God's chosen king, a man after God's own heart. This guy that was really, really great, actually, and in every other part of his life was so good. But he has this moment of just disastrous sin where he sees this married woman and he says, I like that. And he goes and he sleeps with her and then he kills her husband off in battle so that he can marry her and has a baby. And it's just a mess, yeah? It is like Home and Away or something happening in 1 Samuel, if you want to read it. It's this total sin disaster where something has happened in his heart that has gone wrong, and out of that has come sin and death and all of this bad stuff, yeah? And so that's the situation that he's in, and the Nathan the prophet has come to him and he's just said, you know, you've done the wrong thing. God speaks to him. And David comes before God and he cries out to him and he says, you know, cleanse me and wash me and make me new. And he says, create in me a pure heart. Create in me a new heart, God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. He says, I need that fresh heart again. I need a fresh heart again, and I know the only place I can get it is with you, God. And I think the amazing thing about God is that he wants to give us that fresh heart. And so every time that we need it, which is probably often, we can call on God and he can give us that fresh heart all the time. But we need to understand that we need it and that we need God to get it. Is that cool? You know, God is creative, he is loving, and he is about renewal. You know, it's not like this thing where we just have to go and do our life and hope that we make the best of it. But God actually wants to create in us a new heart, and he wants us to do well. He wants us to be close to him. And so when it comes to these issues in our heart, we don't need to just struggle along by ourselves and think, oh, I can figure this out and I can be better and I can do better. But we can come to God because we know that he is faithful and he is merciful and he is loving. And I think that if God can create the universe, he can create a new heart in you. And it's not hard for him, and he wants it, and his desire is for us to come to him. And I think David understood this. Despite his sin and his mistake, David understood that if he would come to God, God could give him that new heart. And so that's why he cries out and says, God, create a new heart in me. He says, I know I need it. I know I need a fresh spirit. I need a fresh heart. I need a new start. But I know that if I come to you, God, that you can do that, that you are faithful, that you love me, that you want to renew my heart. Is that all right? Are you with me so far? You didn't just come to church for smoothies? A few people. Well, all right. No worry. That's why we put them at the end of the service. Cool. You know, if we... So kind of tonight I want to talk about if we need a fresh heart, and we understand that we need a fresh heart from God, and there's something that we need all the time, you know, and if we know that it's God that gives us that, then what do we need to do? Like in some ways it seems like, well, I don't need to do anything because all you're saying is we need God to do it, we need God to do it, we need God to do it, and that's true. But I want to talk about what's our part in that. Is that all right? You know, what are the things that we need to do? What are characteristics of a healthy heart? And what can we do to get ourselves to a place where God can create that in us? Is that all right? Because God is there and he's waiting for us and he wants to move in your life, but he will not force himself on you. He needs you to make the choice, and we need to be the people that say, yep, I am actually going to go after that fresh heart. I'm going to do what David did, and I'm going to get on my knees, and I'm going to repent to God, and I'm going to ask him to do what I know that he can do and he wants to do in my heart. Is that cool? So I'm talking about just a few things that are characteristics of a healthy heart that I think we can see in David's story and that we can do. All right. So the first thing is a healthy heart is a heart that seeks. You know, a healthy heart is a heart that runs after God. A healthy heart is the bit where we go to God, where we chase after him, where we seek after him, where we come before him humbly and with repentance, just saying, God, I need you to create a new heart in me. And a healthy heart is one that is always seeking that. You know, a healthy heart is humble. It's not I can figure this out by myself, but it's I need to seek God so that he can make the change in me because I know that I need it, yeah? And when we have this humble heart that is ready to repent, that's when God can work in us, yeah? That's when we give him something to work with. It's like anything. If you're trying to teach someone something, you know, and they're full of like, oh, I know what I'm doing, I know I don't need any help, then they're not going to learn much. But if you're trying to, it's the opposite, and the switch of that is true. If you're trying to learn something, you need to come with humility or you won't learn anything, yeah? And it's the same with God. When we come and we humble ourselves before him, then he can do something in our hearts and he can make a new heart in us. But we need to be people who understand that we need to seek God. And we need to be the ones that we'll get there and we'll humble ourselves before God like David did and just say, God, create in me a new heart. You know, let's get into that place where we seek God. Let's be those people that when we come into worship, we don't wait for, you know, Tom or whoever's leading to really do a good job before we get into it too much. But people who come to church like, I'm ready to seek God. I'm ready to seek his face. I'm expecting God to speak into my heart today. You know, saying, oh, there are things in my life and difficulties and I'm frustrated or things are hard. I'm going to seek God. I'm not going to seek other people. Like, other people's advice is good, but I'm going to seek God first. I'm going to put him first. I'm going to go to him because I know that's who can renew my heart. Is that all right? And that's what David did. He humbled himself before God. You know, he knows that there is this sin, that he has made this massive mistake, that his heart is a bit like this rotten fruit. And so he comes before God and he just says, I need you. Cleanse me, make me new. You know, give me, create in me a pure heart. You know, renew a steadfast spirit in me. Don't cast me from your presence or take the Holy Spirit from me, but restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. He says, God, I need you and I'm going to seek you. And I think one of the things that David got above anything else in his life and the thing that probably would be a summary or a catch cry of his life was that he sought God and he loved God. And the Psalms are this testament of his desire to seek God's presence. And they bless us today, and they're amazing. And so to see that in his sin and in his mess and in his rotten fruit, he comes to God and he says, I need a fresh heart. And he seeks God for it. You know, it says in Jeremiah 29, you might know this verse. Jeremiah 29:11 is a really famous one. And you know what it says, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future. But then I want to come to verse 13. So just after that, in verse 12 it says, then you will call on me and come and pray to me and I will listen to you. And then it says this, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Yeah. You know, that's all God desires from us. He's the one that will create the fresh heart. You know, I can't take the rotten piece of fruit and make it fresh again. But God can do that. He can give me that new heart, that pure heart, that cleansed spirit. Yeah? But I need to seek him with everything that I've got. And I need to get that heart and that heart that maybe is a bit of a mess or that has some issues or whatever it is. And I'm saying it's not healthy. And instead of letting that stop me from seeking God, say, I'm going to seek God with all the heart that I've got, because I know that when I do, He can make something new in me. Is that all right? And so we're wholeheartedly seeking God. I think sometimes we try and figure it out before we try and seek God. It's like, well, I can't come to God until I've kind of got a few things sorted out, and then God will accept me into His presence. It's just really silly. There is nothing that you and I can do in our own merit to make God accept us in His presence. But we are just covered by the blood of Jesus, and that is it. And because of that, no matter the state of our heart, God, the Bible says that if we would just seek God with all of our hearts, we will find Him. And we know that He can create that new spirit in us. Is that all right? So a healthy heart, it's a heart that seeks. It's a heart that just runs after God. And a healthy heart, number two, is a heart that keeps. Oh, I'll explain it in a minute. It's all right, don't worry. It's a heart that keeps on going, you know. It's a heart that doesn't give up after the first hurdle, or that just gets a one-off thing, or that just kind of gets a little boost and then just tries to do it itself again. But it's a heart that keeps God close. Yeah. It's a heart that keeps the Word of God in it daily, that's refreshed and that's filled daily. You know, Jesus, He's talking to His disciples and to these people, and He says, you know, it's like a vine. And He says, you need to remain in Me and I in you, and then you'll have life. But if you're disconnected, you will die. And it's the same. You think about like fruit, you know, when it's connected to the vine, when it's connected to the tree, then it is alive and then it is growing and it is ripening. And then as soon as you pick it, as soon as it falls, it begins to die. You know, we do our coffee stuff, and it's going well, which is good. And this is something that we talk to people about a lot, because as soon as the coffee is roasted, it's dead. You know, it's dead before it's roasted, in fact. But, you know, it starts to die, and the longer you leave it, the worse it gets. And then you need fresh coffee, yeah? And it's the same. With the longer you leave your heart, the worse it gets. You need a fresh heart. And the great thing about God is that if we seek Him, He will cleanse us, He'll give us a new heart, and He will make us fresh again. We don't ever have to have the stale heart, because God is faithful and merciful and He wants to fill us up again. But what we need to have is hearts that are continually seeking, that keep on going, that keep trying to get more and more of God, that keep filling with His word. It says in Psalm 119, verse 11, it says, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Now, I think this is a really interesting verse, because what it's saying is not just, you know, I read the Bible every now and then, but it's saying, I have taken your word, I have taken your presence, the things that you want to say, and I have put them deep within myself. I have hidden them in my heart. I have kept them in my heart. And what it's saying is that those things are precious to me. Yep. And so I have taken God's word and I have put it right in so that I might not sin. So what it's saying is when God's word is hidden in our hearts, that's what will come out. And so to have a healthy heart is to have a heart that keeps on filling itself with the word of God. Is that all right? You know, that keeps God's word daily in our hearts, and it continues to keep our heart healthy. Cool? Yeah. So a healthy heart is a heart that seeks, and a healthy heart is a heart that keeps, and I think a healthy heart is a heart that loves. You know, a heart is not a heart if it doesn't do what a heart is supposed to do, and a heart is supposed to love. Yeah, that's what it is. You know, I think a characteristic ability of a heart is its ability to love. You know, we're not talking about the physical heart, we're talking about the inner person. And if somebody is not loving, then we would say they're heartless. Yeah, because we have this, we recognize that out of the heart comes love. And there's this great verse, and you might know it's in Proverbs 4, verse 23. And it just says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. And I think sometimes, well, I don't know, but I used to read this and I used to think about, oh, I've got to protect my heart. I've got to protect myself from anything that might, you know, get in. And I think there's truth to that. But I think we need to understand that everything I do comes from my heart. So I need to guard my heart's ability to be soft. I need to guard my heart's ability to love and to care and to love the way Jesus loved, yeah? Because out of that, everything that I do will flow. And so I need my heart. If my heart is going to be healthy, then my heart needs to be a heart that loves. And I need to guard my heart's ability to be my heart. Does that make sense? Are you with me on this one? You know, we need to guard our heart's ability to love. You know, because from our heart will come our love for God. From our heart will come our love for people. From our heart will come the acts that we do. And if we have a healthy heart, then there will be acts of love and service and purpose and fulfilling God's call. But if our heart is like rotten fruit, then stuff like anger and jealousy and sin and all sorts of rubbish will start to come out of our heart. And so the Bible says, it says to guard your heart above everything else, because everything you do is going to flow from that. And so that's why we need to be seeking God and to be having Him filling us and to be like David and go, God, I need you to create a new heart in me, because I know that out of my heart comes everything. And I need to be someone, and if I want to honor you with my life and I want to live for you, which I do because you gave everything for me, then I need to be able to love people. I need to be able to love you. And that's not going to come from a broken, old, off, moldy heart. That's going to come from a fresh, beating, in love with God heart, that love overflows and flows out into my love for people. Is that all right? I think the other thing we need to do with our hearts is to lead them. This sounds weird sometimes, but, you know, sometimes you might not feel like doing something nice. And you can say, oh, it's not in my heart. But sometimes you've got to kind of lead your heart to action, yeah? And, you know, get yourself there and do it before you feel it, and then you'll feel it. You know, we don't need to be controlled by our feelings. Let God create a new heart in us. And we can do that by the way that we live and about by doing the things that we know we want to do and we know will honor God and we know we'll create a good heart in us before that heart is even there. You know, sometimes maybe you come and you say, oh, right now I just don't feel like reading the word. I just don't feel like worshiping God. I don't feel like really being positive or talking to that person or whatever it is, but we need to lead our hearts. And so it is important enough for me to have a healthy heart that I will do what it takes when I don't feel like it. If I just wait until I feel like it, then it won't happen. But like David, we need to say, God, I need a new heart. This heart is not doing me any favors. You know, this heart at the moment, the way I was living, the things that I did, it was ruining my life and other people's lives. And it's bad. And so God, make a new heart in me. But David doesn't wait until God says, hey, David, do you want a new heart? You know, I'm going to do something nice for you now. Like, he doesn't wait for God to come to him, but he seeks God. And he says, no, God, here is my heart. Make a new one. Make it fresh. Give me a steadfast spirit. You know, keep me going. Is that all right? Yep. You know, we need to be people who can lead our hearts with action. And when we do that, then we can get this new heart that loves. And this new heart that loves God and loves people and wants to do what He's called us to do. Amen? But I think, I guess the big takeaway and the thing that I'd like people to get tonight is that God actually wants to renew your heart. You know, this series is not about if I do these 10 practical steps and I do this and this and this, then God will help me or I will get a new heart. You know, when it comes to the physical, then it's obvious and it's easy in some ways because we go, well, if I do this and I do this and I do this, then I'll get this result. But God is creative and loving and He wants to renew our heart. He wants to create a fresh spirit in us. He desires relationship with you. And so He wants to do something fresh and new for you. Come to me to 2 Corinthians 5 and in verse 17. And it says this. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. And all of this is from God, who reconciled to himself, us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. You know, it's all about Jesus, and a fresh heart is all about Jesus. And all about understanding that God loved us so much that he figured out a way to get us back despite our broken heart. Yeah? And so he sent his son Jesus for every single one of us so that we could come to him and, like David, we could say, God, create in me a new heart. Create in me a pure heart. And wash me clean. And Dad shared about it this morning as a really cool thing and an illustration. But David says, cleanse me with hyssop, which is, you know, what was used to cover the doorposts with the blood of the lamb to save the Israelite people. And I talked about that a few weeks ago. And it's exactly what Jesus is doing. It's covering us with the blood of the lamb, which is Jesus Christ, so that we can be cleansed, so that we can have a new heart and a healthy heart. And so the first step and the thing that I think is the most important is that the very first thing that we need to do if we need a healthy heart is to acknowledge our need for Jesus. Because out of that will come everything. Out of that, God can move in our life. Yeah, amen. And so we're going to take a time now and we're going to pray and we're gonna pray in that way. And we share this prayer every week, and we do it really, you know, deliberately, and we do it because I think it's a powerful thing to acknowledge our need for Jesus. And that we need him to move in our lives. That we need him if we're going to have a fresh heart. And so we're all going to pray this prayer together. And I don't know where you're at. I don't know if you're feeling just great and right and your heart is good. And if it is, then that's awesome. Keep it up. Keep filling it daily. But maybe right now you're feeling far from God and heavy and all of those things. And so we are all going to pray this prayer together. And it's just about inviting Jesus into our hearts to make them new. All right, so it's up on the screen. Dear Jesus, I believe in you. Thank you for forgiving me. Come into my life and I'll follow. God, we just thank you for your presence here with us. God, I thank you for every single person that's here tonight, God, that you want to create in us a pure heart. You want to give us a steadfast spirit. And God, we pray that as we go out into this week and as we think about our hearts, God, that we would have hearts that seek you. God, that we would have that fresh start that comes from you and comes from your presence, that we wouldn't be afraid of your presence, but we would approach your throne of grace with confidence, knowing that we are covered by the blood of Jesus, knowing that because of Jesus, God, we can have grace and acceptance and love from you. So God, create in us a heart that seeks you, a heart that keeps your word deep inside it, and a heart that loves, God, a heart that loves you, a heart that loves people, and a heart that wants to go about your purpose on this earth. So God, we give our lives to you afresh. We pray that you would just be with us right now and every day, God. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed listening to this teaching from Cedar Life Church. And why not join us on a Sunday? We hold multiple services around the Illawarra. For more information, go to www.citylife.org.au.